When did you know you were a serious proposition?
Well, over the last few days, I'd seen that a number of people were being proposed, all of whom were excellent candidates, and I saw my name amongst them. I knew from my work as Trade Commissioner that the President of the Commission held me in high regard, that a number of member states had begun to consider the possibility.
But had you been sounded out? I mean, had they called you and said, would you be interested?
It had been suggested to me that one of the possible options, because, you know, this is not about a fudge, it's about trying to reach a conclusion when there are good people right across Europe, 27 countries with an interest in making sure that those who represent them have the right skill set, have the right basis, have the right knowledge.
But when it came to the decision, I mean, how did you discover? What just talk me through yesterday evening, what went on?
The first thing that happened was a meeting of the socialist group. And, of course, Prime Minister Gordon Brown was involved in discussing the future with his colleague prime ministers. I was told that there was a great deal of support for me within that. And then that translated into further meetings with other prime ministers right across the political spectrum and across Europe. And then finally unanimity.
It's an odd way, though, to pick a leader, isn't it?
I think if you look at how Europe has to operate, you've got 27 countries, very important, elected prime ministers and presidents. They need to come together. They need to work out between them how best to take this forward. And they reached a conclusion that certainly from last night's experience, I think they're very comfortable with.
Did you ever, when you were at Hertfordshire Health Authority, did you ever look out of the window and think, one day I'd like to represent the entire EU around the world?
Well, I was thinking more about growing up in Holland and, you know, and my experiences from the Northwest. I'd always believed that Europe was important and that Britain had a really strong and important role within Europe. And I've always been a believer that together as an economic superpower, as a group of 27 countries, we can do an awful lot more. It doesn't take away from the nation state.
When you read criticisms of your appointment, the thing that's mentioned again and again and again is you have never been elected to anything. Are you hobbled by that?
I don't think so. I'm humbled by it in that I'm very conscious of those who have been elected. It's why I spent a lot of time with the European Parliament. It's why when I was Leader of the House of Lords, I was very conscious of the role of the House of Commons, of MPs and the importance of those elected representatives. But while I wasn't being elected, I spent 28 years doing negotiation in all kinds of fora. So
but it's
a lot
odd, isn't
know.
It? Because you represent all these 500 million people. You represent them now around the world, and yet they've had absolutely no say in you getting there.
But their 27 elected representative heads of state have had a say, and they all decided on me.
Segment 1.
When did you know you were a serious proposition?
Well, over the last few days, I'd seen that a number of people were being proposed, all of whom were excellent candidates, and I saw my name amongst them. I knew from my work as Trade Commissioner that the President of the Commission held me in high regard, that a number of member states had begun to consider the possibility. That
but had you been sounded out? I mean, had they called you and said, would you be interested?
It had been suggested to me that one of the possible options, because, you know, this is not about a fudge, it's about trying to reach a conclusion when there are good people right across Europe, 27 countries with an interest in making sure that those who represent them have the right skill set, have the right basis, have the right knowledge.
Segment 2.
But when it came to the decision, I mean, how did you discover? What just talk me through yesterday evening. What went on?
The first thing that happened was a meeting of the socialist group. And, of course, Prime Minister Gordon Brown was involved in discussing the future with his colleague prime ministers. I was told that there was a great deal of support for me within that. And then that translated into further meetings with other prime ministers right across the political spectrum and across Europe, and then finally unanimity.
It's an odd way, though, to pick a leader, isn't it?
I think if you look at how Europe has to operate, you've got 27 countries, very important, elected prime ministers and presidents. They need to come together. They need to work out between them how best to take this forward. And they reached a conclusion that certainly from last night's experience, I think they're very comfortable with.
Segment 3.
Did you ever, when you were at Hertfordshire Health Authority, did you ever look out of the window and think, one day I'd like to represent the entire EU around the world?
Well, I was thinking more about growing up in Holland and, you know, and my experiences from the Northwest. I'd always believed that Europe was important and that Britain had a really strong and important role within Europe. And I've always been a believer that together as an economic superpower, as a group of 27 countries, we can do an awful lot more. It doesn't take away from the nation state.
When you read criticisms of your appointment, the thing that's mentioned again and again and again is you have never been elected to anything. Are you hobbled by that?
Segment 4.
I don't think so. I'm humbled by it in that I'm very conscious of those who have been elected. It's why I spent a lot of time in the European Parliament. It's why when I was Leader of the House of Lords, I was very conscious of the role of the House of Commons, of MPs and the importance of those elected representatives. But while I wasn't being elected, I spent 28 years doing negotiation in all kinds of fora. So
but it's odd, isn't
know.
It? Because you represent all these 500 million people. You represent them now around the world, and yet they've had absolutely no say in you getting there.
But their 27 elected representative heads of state have had a say, and they all decided on me.